And now we're going to be talking about chemtrails. What in the world are they spraying? Michael Murphy, our guest, and we'll be back with him in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Michael Murphy, journalist, filmmaker, political activist from the Los Angeles area. His work focuses on issues that go way beyond the interest of the corporate mainstream media. Michael's work includes co-producing documentaries, What in the World Are They Spraying, and several other short films that address controversial political issues. There isn't a day that goes by where you can't look into the sky and say, what are they doing up there? Hence, what in the world are they spraying? Here's Michael Murphy on Coast to Coast back again. Michael, how have you been?
Hey, fantastic. How about you, George?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's strange what's happening along the Mississippi. Here's my theory. Tell me what you think, Michael. Flooding like crazy, historic levels. Yet in areas in Texas and other parts of the Southwest, record droughts. Might they be trying to seed those areas that are in drought form, and somehow it's moving over into the Midwest and the southern areas where the Mississippi is, and just pelting them with water and rain?
Well, I absolutely believe that they are. And what we are seeing typically here in California is drought-like conditions. And I spent some time up in Northern California, and it was during a time when a big winter storm was supposed to come in. And they were expecting about 3 inches of rain. And I was up at Dane Wigington's property, and we woke up in the morning. We spent a couple days out in the wilderness, and he said, Mike, what do you hear? When we woke up in the morning and there was cloud cover, and I said, I hear airplanes. He said, you will hear airplanes all day. And he said, what they are doing, because we're not under a flight pattern, is actually seeding the clouds. And he said, watch, we will get very little, if any, rain. And he said, but watch later in the week, you will see intense flooding in the Midwest and on the East Coast. Exactly what's happening. So we know that our military has an interest in completely owning the weather by 2025. There's documentation on that. And we see an increase in the frequency of very weird weather patterns, believed to be from the weather control and chemtrail geoengineering program. So I think you are absolutely correct.
It's weird. I've never seen it like this. And of course, you know, Michael, you can see the cloud with a ground generator, a plane, a rocket. You can shoot into the clouds as well. As a matter of fact, there was a fellow years ago during the dust storm tried to do it with a handmade rocket. A long time ago, and he was not that successful. Something's going on. We know now that they can modify the weather. There's no doubt about it. How long have you been looking at this?
Well, I've only been looking at it for a couple of years, but as you stated, weather modification is nothing new. I mean, it's been around for over 100 years. It has been used for warfare. It was used on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, where the U.S. government actually flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail with 13 feet of rain in less than 1 hour. So that was many years ago. And again, they completely want to control and corporatize the weather. So I think we're much way ahead of the game than we were back then. And I think it certainly answers the reasons for the tremendous and crazy weather that we've been having. My question is this: what would people think? A lot of people have been hurt. A lot of people have lost their homes. A lot of people have been killed. What would people do if they found out that there might be corporations and governments behind their terrible losses?
That are negligent.
Absolutely.
The most common chemicals, Michael, used for cloud seeding: silver iodide, dry ice, which is frozen carbon dioxide, sometimes a little bit of liquid propane as well. They try to sprinkle it into a cloud to seed it, and then hence, here comes the rain. Now, that's a little different from just pure chemtrails that we see all over the place as well. Would you agree?
I would agree. And what we have found has been massive amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium, and that's been in the rain. As a result, we've seen tremendous ecological devastation in the areas that they're spraying. It's believed that the aluminum, while geoengineers state that their models for spraying 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into the sky are to save us from the supposed threat of global warming, it appears that there are many different agendas, and I call these multi-agenda operations. The number one reason, and I've spoken to a number of meteorologists, I believe, is this weather control. And the aluminum is an excellent conductor in the sky. It's very light, and it's believed to be related to the HAARP program, where they actually emit frequencies into these particles. And it's interesting because back at the American Association for the Advancement of Science science meeting, they discussed and spoke about their ability with the HAARP system to heat up over 200 square miles of the sky with metal particulates. So what they can do, we believe, is create high pressure and low pressure systems and actually steer storms. And barium, as you know, is a desiccant, so it can actually sequester moisture. And I spoke with Scott Stevens, who again is a meteorologist.
Yep, he's said, been on before.
Yeah, there's heavy spraying about 1,000 miles ahead of the storm. So he believes it's complete weather control, and they're steering these storms. So I think we need to awaken the people in the Midwest and in Texas who are experiencing these incredible losses.
What happens when these chemicals are sprayed and we end up breathing them in?
Well, that's interesting. And what in the world are they spraying? We interviewed many different physicians, and aluminum oxide is very toxic to human health. And the levels that have been found in the rain have just increased, in the past 7 years by several thousand percentage points. And what it does, we've seen an increase in aluminum-related illness, one of which is Alzheimer's. Here in L.A. County, we've seen over 200% increase in Alzheimer's in a 10-year period. It also creates and is a catalyst to other neurological illnesses, which we've seen on the rise as well. So we know it's very toxic to human health. It's also accumulative. So breathing it in day after day, it will accumulate in the body and compromise the immune system. We had mentioned barium, and interestingly enough, I just spoke with former Senator Karen Johnson, who is in What in the World Are They Spraying? And she has been encouraging people in her area to get blood tests. And what they have been finding is incredible amounts of barium in their blood. And to give you a number, an idea of the number, people have been finding up to 1,000 times the normal amounts of barium in the blood. That's very toxic. What can barium do? We know that barium compromises our immune system, but we also know it can create some more severe and adverse reactions. It causes high blood pressure, and I've spoken with a number of emergency room doctors who are aware of the aerosol spraying. They've told me during heavy spray days, they can expect their emergency rooms to be packed with people complaining of burning eyes, irritability, headaches, dry mouth. But then again, the more severe things like heart attacks and the frequency of strokes. So it's very toxic to us. And then strontium, which has been found in very high amounts, and there are other things that are being found in the trails, but strontium is a carcinogen. So it is a catalyst to cancer. And again, breathing this over and over on a daily basis is very concerning to many people. I would encourage everybody to get a hair follicle test or a blood test. Most people that do find out that their levels are very high, and they can be dealt with through chelation and other methods. But I would definitely suggest getting tested.
Now, you know, it's strange. When I came back to Los Angeles from the Midwest, a couple people told me they couldn't believe how many people here had respiratory problems and had been sick in the Los Angeles area while I was away. I did not know that. Did you see that at all?
Well, we absolutely did. And an interesting figure, respiratory mortality has actually gone from number 8 on the list of mortality down to number 3. That's in just the past 6 years. So the frequency and the number of people who are dying of respiratory is just increasing exponentially during that time period. We've seen an incredible increase in the aerosol spraying, not only above California, but other areas such as Hawaii and other areas around the world. So, yeah, it's definitely affecting human health, and it's a big concern to those of us who are aware of it.
Well, let's talk about What in the World Are They Spraying? Tell us about the documentary.
Well, What in the World Are They Spraying is a it's an investigative documentary into the geoengineering issue, also known by many as the chemtrail issue. And we actually started the film at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting and listened to geoengineers talk about their plans and proposals to spray 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into our sky for what they said was the stated goal of cooling the planet. We believe this is a cover story and believe that there are much more nefarious reasons for these programs and for the aerosol spraying, and they really benefit a few people at the expense of many. But we investigated after that meeting. We got interested and decided to investigate this further, and we went up to Northern California, and it was very interesting because about 8 years ago, the scientists noticed that in that area, the ecosystem was collapsing, the forest was dying, organic foods were not growing like they were just a few years ago. So they started scratching their heads and wondering what was going on, and they started doing soil pH tests. And what they found was really shocking because the pH of the soil, which is typically an acidic soil, was changing to alkaline. And we're not talking about low numbers. We're talking about numbers between 12 and 18 times the normal alkalinity. Anybody with a basic science knowledge knows that anything that requires an acidic soil will grow when that soil turns to alkaline, exactly what they're seeing. So they began doing other tests in that area and testing the rain and the snow. And what they found was extremely shocking, massive amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium. And I can tell you about the increase.
And what would be normal, Michael, of these chemicals and these elements?
We shouldn't have any aluminum, barium, and strontium in our rain due to a little bit of pollution. You might find like 2 parts per billion. What they had found about 8 years ago on a snow test in Mount Shasta was 7 parts per billion, and they thought that was kind of high. They tested about a year and a half ago on Mount Shasta, and again, it's far removed from industry, and again, it shouldn't have any aluminum, barium, and strontium. It increased several thousand percentage points to 61,100 parts per billion. During that time, within that 7-year period, Dane Wigington, who was a solar power for Bechtel Electric, and he has one of the largest solar-powered homes in Northern California, actually, during that period of that increase, he saw over a 61% decrease in his ability to get solar power from these aerosol trails that were above his house. And Northern California appears to be getting hit the hardest. We don't know why, because it's typically not a flight pattern, but many people believe it's because that's where the jet stream comes in, and it looks like what they're trying to do is disperse these particles into the sky, and perhaps that's a good place to get some aerosols to actually dissipate throughout the U.S. and in other areas.
Well, we will find out as they continue to test. Now, what's being done about these tests?
Well, a lot of different things, and Francis Mangles, who is a retired biologist, has taken, I believe, hundreds of different tests, all revealing massive amounts of aluminum and barium. He has presented them to many public offices who have not only denied them, but have failed to address them. There's currently a lawsuit which is being written against the, I believe it's the EPA, for failure to address this toxicity. So attorneys are starting to get active in it. And Hawaii is another place where we had a public official who became concerned after we spoke to him and showed him a couple of tests. He started actually testing, and he performed over 30 rain tests. And again, he found toxicity of aluminum, barium, and strontium. So he's addressing this. And I just completed a video called Hawaii Revisited. And we went back to Hawaii because we filmed What in the World Are They Spraying.
What island were you on?
We were actually on Maui.
Maui, okay, because we've got a studio on the Big Island, which is not that far away from Maui.
Right, beautiful place, but Maui is getting hit like you would not believe. And the collapse of the ecosystem is happening so quickly. I interviewed a lot of farmers, all who are having challenges growing natural organic foods. That film can be seen on my website, truthmediaproductions.us. But it illustrates really what's going on. You wouldn't think it was happening in paradise. However, they are, you know, getting hit very hard, and the proof is in the rain and then the pH changing soils. And the farmers, God, they're suffering out there because they're only getting about 20-30% of yields that they were about 2 years ago. So I've been out there twice since we filmed, and my first time back was back in December, and I noticed a considerable amount of aerosols in the sky from when we filmed 1 year ago. But I was back there about 2 weeks ago, and it was just, we were getting hammered so hard there. And the good news is people are waking up, and you had asked the question, what is being done to address this? Well, we had a town hall meeting, and public support and public interest was so immense. Within about 3 days, we got over 200 people at this meeting and actually had the director of health speak about this as a citizen. And
he concerned?
Extremely concerned.
Good.
About it. And he knows the toxicity of aluminum, and he sees what's happening to the ecosystem. So what happened, this group is getting together, and they are starting what is called the Blue Sky Ordinance, which essentially will be an ordinance which, if passed, will ban geoengineering programs and aerosol sprays above Maui. So that's something that they're doing to work on this. And I think it's a very strong political statement. Will it stop the spraying? I'm not naive enough to believe that it will, but I think it's a step in the right direction. And we definitely have some public officials now on board because they see what's happening to that beautiful island.
Is the spraying covert at this point?
Is it secret, are you asking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is, because, again, geoengineers are stating that they desperately want to do this. However, they're denying that they're doing it. So, but again, the evidence and the fallout, which cannot be disputed, is immense. It's everywhere where the trails are, the fallout of aluminum, barium, strontium, and then even other particles, some fibers believed to be linked into Morgellons. But it is programs that are not open. And as you saw in What in the World Are They Spraying, we did address this with many members of Congress and many senators, all who denied, most of them denied any knowledge. However, there have been numerous congressional hearings about the issue of geoengineering, which Bart Gordon, who is the chair of the Science and Tech Committee, is very open about because he's chair of the committee. However, he denied any knowledge of the current deployment of these programs. However, we provided him with a lot of documentation. It's interesting, speaking about politicians, one politician did address this, and it was Dennis Kucinich back in 2001.
I remember that.
In his Space Preservation Act, which called for a banning of chemtrails. That part was later removed from the bill. Rumors are that his brother and sister were killed that year, and there may have been coercion. That's completely speculation, but we do know that he did address it and later did remove it. And we also had Senator Karen Johnson, again, in the film, who is very aware of this issue, is addressing this politically in Arizona and bringing this issue and giving out DVDs to all of the lawmakers of What in the World Are They Spraying, trying to wake people up. So we're going to be working with her, and I'm going to learn a little more about how to address this in the political arena. But it was interesting. She addressed, you know, why it was difficult for her to discuss and address this issue during office. So it was very interesting.
All right, stay with us, Michael. We're going to come back in just a moment and talk more about this, about the testing as well. I'd like to know specifically what happens when the corn, soybeans, the wheat suck this aluminum oxide in. How's that passed on, if there's ever been any testing on that? We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, next hour, we're going to take your phone calls on chemtrails. Michael Murphy, our guest, Seeding the Clouds. What in the world do they spray? That's his work. When I come back, more questions on Coast to Coast AM. Michael, have there been any tests done on the crops, corn, soybeans, wheat, that may have somehow got the aluminum oxide into them?
Not that we have covered in our investigation. However, most plants, from according to Francis Mangles and also Dr. Lenny Fine, who was in the documentary, actually have some devices that actually shut down the absorption of aluminum, and a lot of times they'll get dried out. We do know, though, conclusively that not only in Northern California and Hawaii, that the soil pH is changing, and the rain pH is changing from what's typically an acidic soil, acidic rain, into the alkaline. And of course, as we stated before, aluminum, barium, and strontium will absolutely do that. Interesting, during my Hawaii trip, we had a real heavy spray day during Earth Day, and it was a very good opportunity to point out the aerosols in the sky, but it rained really heavy that night, and some people collected rain. What they found was deeply shocking. Two pH tests came back. One was 7.5. According to Francis Mangles, that is 100 times the alkalinity. The second test was 6.7. According to Francis, that's 20 times the normal alkalinity. He said that that would just destroy soils, you know, on a continued basis, like they're seeing in Northern California and other parts, not only of America, but around the world. So deeply concerning. We did take some rain tests later in the week when there weren't aerosols, and the numbers came up, I believe it was about 6.5, which is typically the normal range. So definitely appears to be linked to the aerosols. We know it is. You know, we know the toxins are there, and we know that it will alkalize the soil. So to answer your question, we have had a lot of tests come back, but I think that's something that needs to be covered in my next film.
Do you think this is dangerous to the ecosystem?
Well, we know it is. And it was interesting because I spent a couple days out in the forest. Dane Wigington owns 2,000 acres overlooking Lake Shasta. And again, they've had such a devastation, and it's happening so slow, but the forest is collapsing so quickly. And in the film, again, Hawaii Revisited, truthmediaproductions.us, you can watch that. It shows that the farmers are just having a real difficult time getting the crops that they were just a couple years ago. So, yeah, I mean, it's devastating the ecosystem. It's devastating human health. It's devastating natural life. So it is a deep concern. And George, I really believe that there is no greater threat that human beings have faced or will have to face in the world today. And that's how serious this issue is. But again, I want to be careful not to bring a message of fear, but a message of faith and encouragement for people to address this. And since the release of When the World Outly Sprain, there's been a worldwide movement that started, and people are finally starting to stand up. So again, it's incredible because people are finally standing up for the right to breathe fresh air, for the right for natural organic foods, and the right as human beings. So a beautiful, while there are many dark things that are happening, some very beautiful things are happening as well. And I have a lot of hope.
Why isn't the EPA doing something about this? Why aren't they out there? You know, they monitor air pollution. Why aren't they monitoring this and coming out with some kind of, you know, strong-armed tactics to stop it?
Absolutely. What members have been told, the EPA told people that they only test for combustible particles. However, my understanding is that it is their job to report toxicity. And again, government action is required at 1,000 parts per billion. They've had way over 1,000 parts per billion.
The three initials, Environmental Protection Agency.
Protection Agency. And that's why some attorneys right now are forming a lawsuit. And George, I think it's this. This issue is very big. This issue is something that I think a lot of our public officials are A, scared to address, but then B, afraid to, and really have no idea what to do about it. And you know, I've been thinking about these politicians. While a lot of them are criminals, we do have some decent politicians, and I think it'd be very difficult to address this because once you admit that it's happening, then these politicians or even people in the EPA are then required to do something about it. And I really think they have no idea what to do because of the magnitude of this. We know there are powerful forces behind this. This is about controlling the weather. This is about controlling the food supply. This is about the globalist New World Order agenda. So, you know, again, I think that's why. However, it's our duty as citizens to hold these people accountable, to make them honest. And Because about 85-90% of the population is still unaware of chemtrail geoengineering programs, they're not going to move unless we put pressure on them. And that's one of my hopes for the film. Since we released What in the World Are They Spraying, millions of people have woken up and thousands have taken action. And what I'm really trying to do is encourage people to do what is happening in Maui. I mean, it's very exciting. And Maui is holding their elected officials accountable, but they're not doing it in an accusatory way. They're just saying, hey, we have a problem here on Maui. Whether you want to believe it's happening or not, this is something that they're planning on doing, and we certainly can ban, you know, any spraying, you know, that's done without the written consent of every individual on the island. So some good things are happening, and I think we're going to see some big changes in the upcoming months.
The United States Air Force maintains that this is a hoax. The British Department for Environment says, nah, we don't recognize this situation. In Canada, the leader of the Government House of Commons has stated that the chemtrails is merely an expression, no scientific evidence. So I guess they don't exist, right, Michael?
Well,
you got three sources. I guess it doesn't exist.
For those who are complicit in these crimes against nature and humanity, yeah, they don't want the public to know about it. However, the tests, the fallout, which cannot be disputed, which matches geoengineers' plans and proposals exactly, it matches numerous patents that have been designed for spraying devices of aerosol aluminum oxide. You know, everything matches. All of the dots match. The only thing is, these, again, are multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar operations, the crimes against nature and humanity, and if people really woke up to it, which they are, they wouldn't be able to carry these things out. But what they do, you know, this allows certain individuals tremendous power, tremendous leverage. We're talking about corporatizing natural systems, one of which is the weather. And it can, as you know, George, it can be used for military applications, as we spoke about the Ho Chi Minh Trail, but it's also very similar to the GMO seed market. What these corporations and governments have done, they've taken a natural system and genetically modified it so it can come under the control of these corporations. They're doing the same thing with the weather and also with our ocean. And that, again, gives, as geoengineer David Keats said, geoengineering gives man godlike power. And think about controlling the weather. What you could do is create world government very easily. Or if you have a country that doesn't want to give up the resources or give up their sovereignty, you could create a drought and literally bring that country down to its knees.
You can crush it, yeah.
And you could also sell the rain. Think about how much consolidated power these programs give individuals. So, you know, again, yeah. NASA, some other people say it's not happening. That completely contradicts thousands of documents, thousands of tests that are coming in. And, you know, again, connect the dots and look at the facts, and I'm sure, and watch the film, because it's helped to wake millions up.
Our science advisor, Richard Hoagland, says that last night he and his Facebook crowd tracked via NEXRAD radar a fleet of contrail spraying aircraft. He said that went, it looked like, across the entire country over several hours, spraying all the way. And he said the chemtrail showed up as a 100-mile-long streak on radar. And he said after the planes passed, it looks like rain broke out after each successive radar sight. And he thinks that's weird.
Well, I think it's very weird as well. But according to Scott Stevens and other meteorologists who are aware of this, that's not weird to them at all. I mean, it's something... It is weird because it should not be happening. However, we know that it's happening. And you're correct. I've spoken to a few people today who have been studying satellite, and they said just about the whole U.S. Is covered with aerosols. I want to know, you know, what people's health symptoms are around the U.S. I know here in L.A., towards the afternoon, our skies were very hazy with aerosols in the sky. But, you know, again, this affects a lot of people, and a lot of people have acute symptoms than more serious symptoms.
You would think a shrewd class action attorney would file a lawsuit on behalf of all of us and really then start getting information under court-ordered discovery procedures. Wouldn't that be interesting?
I think that would be interesting, and I would like to call out to any attorneys who are working on this go to my website. My email is on there. It's truthmediaproductions.us. And write me an email if you're interested in getting involved. This is one issue which I would like to ignore, George. I really would. I would like to believe this is not happening. Upon my research, you know, I'm concerned about it, but also excited because we do see so many people jumping on board. This is not, for a while, the corporate mainstream media was very effective at demonizing this as being quote-unquote conspiracy theory. We put together a film, and the things that are coming to light are proving that this is conspiracy fact. As a result, we have a lot of politicians, a lot of professionals, a lot of attorneys, and just a lot of regular citizens who are now addressing it. So it's a very exciting time in the movement. We're starting to make some real progress.
Michael, tell us a little bit more about what happened in Arizona and the blood testing procedures there.
Well, it's very interesting because, again, Senator Karen Johnson, who is well aware of these programs, has been encouraging some of her former constituents to get blood tests in Barium, and I believe it was Mojave County. And I spoke to her yesterday, and they've had, I believe, 30 or 50 tests that have come back. The maximum level of barium was extremely high. It was 250. Apparently, barium norms are anywhere between 2 and 10, and I'm not sure what quantity, but these are way above the level. And I looked at the list of about 20, 25 people. She said a few more tests have come in, and it looked like most people's were around 150. So we're looking at significant levels of barium, deep concern in that area. We're all breathing the same air up there. And aluminum levels were very high in some people as well. So it looks like some of the levels were up to 1,000 times the normal limit. Again, you know, barium can be used for imaging. You know, people get injections with it. And I think acutely it's not bad. But if we're breathing this on a daily basis, the physicians that I've spoken to said that's a deep concern and there will be health problems as a result of this. So there is a YouTube clip, and what I would do is put in Mojave County barium levels, and you might be able to get some information on that.
Well, it's happening, and it's happening in a big way. What about other areas of the planet?
It's very interesting because, again, getting back to geoengineers, they spoke about their plans to spray the entire planet and completely black out the sun. As my co-producer, G. Edward Griffin, discussed, it is happening over every NATO country, but it's not limited to those areas, and it's in most other areas. There are some countries in Africa, one of which is Kenya, which is not being sprayed, and then there are some areas in South America, but right next to Kenya, if you look on satellite, and if you're well-versed on satellite, you can see that they are spraying other areas. So what they want to do is completely block out our sun on a global level. They're not there yet, but I believe the military just signed a contract with Boeing for 300 more KC-135 tanker airplanes, which have been seen spraying these aerosols, and they can carry a huge payload of these aerosols. So I don't think they're planning on stopping anytime soon, and that makes our work a little more challenging, but gives us something to do. Right, George?
You got that right. What about pilots? Have you been able to find pilots?
You know, we have, and the challenge has been this. And one of the reasons why I made the film was to really reach out to the pilots, because I think a lot of them really have no idea how damaging these programs are, and I think if they became aware of it, they would either stop or be whistleblowers. So that was one of the reasons. We're actually reaching out to them. They're probably being told that they're doing something so great for the planet that they just can't tell people. But, we're expecting some. We have had a few unwilling to identify themselves, and we certainly can understand that. But, I'd like to interview somebody who will be able to share their credentials with us and actually come out. We need a hero on this. This is a crime against nature and humanity. These people are hurting not only themselves, but their family members. So we just want to reach out to those people as well. And there will be no judgment here. You know, we'll send them love and hope to get some cooperation.
I'm going to give you some scenarios, Michael. You tell me what you think, whether it's yes, no, possible. Okay, ready? With regards to chemtrails, seeding for weather purposes, weather modification? Yes, no, possible.
I think yes and completely possible. Right now, it's my theory, but I believe that is the number one cause.
Trying to dumb us down, spraying some kind of drug on us or something, just to keep us stupid.
Well, I think we've seen that within GMO foods and in other systems. I think completely possible, and I would have to say that's probably part of the agenda as well.
To try to affect the weather in terms of military action against other countries.
Totally possible, and I would go with one of the number one reasons for the aerosol spraying.
And do you see a distinct difference between seeding and chemtrailing us?
Well, seeding is nothing new. We do see seeding quite a bit, but absolutely. We see a lot of aerosol trails very high, and it's actually scientifically called stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. So typically over desert regions like California and Arizona, you can see them very high up in the sky. So, but I've also, we spoke about Dane Wigginton and how they are definitely seeding the clouds and sequestering that moisture when the storms are coming into California, thus creating droughts in certain areas and flooding in other areas. By the way, geoengineers are totally open about those risks, about the droughts and everything else. But yeah, I think that's absolutely plausible.
You know, those who have been saying that there is man-made climate change, maybe they're right. Maybe that's what they're trying to tell us. They just don't tell us directly. Man is affecting climate.
Well, I think certain men are affecting climate. Check this out. While geoengineers are stating these models are to save the planet from global warming, there are numerous studies that have come out that actually show that aerosols being sprayed into the sky will increase the temperature because those aerosols act as a blanket. Of course, in the past 7-8 years, we've seen a dramatic increase of nighttime highs. So you can find some of those studies actually from NASA. So I'm calling bogus on it, George. It's a cover story for some very nefarious programs, we believe. And, you know, unfortunately, it doesn't benefit people like you or I. It benefits these people who call themselves the elite. I call them the criminal elite. I always make sure I put criminal in front of that.
If people want to see what in the world are they spraying, what do they do?
Well, just go to my website, truthmediaproductions.us, and you can find a trailer. And, George, we're encouraging everyone who purchases a DVD to make copies and hand them out for free. We have a chiropractor here who hands one out to every patient. A guy in Tucson hands out about 1,000 and many others around the world.
Wow.
So what we're trying to do is, A, get support. This allows me to continue doing this on a regular basis. But we have created a movement. The film has been so instrumental in waking people up to this issue because we, of course, had celebrities in it, credible scientists, politicians, and we covered this in a very scientific way. So again, we encourage people, purchase the DVD, and we've lifted the copyright on it if you purchase it, and just burn away and hand those out. I hand out several free DVDs each week. I never leave home without a free one. And bottom line is this, awareness is low, so we have a lot of work to do. However, I believe the future of humanity is dependent upon people waking up and then getting active on this issue. So I really like to encourage that.
Okay. When we come back in just a moment, Michael, I'm going to ask you what's next on your agenda. What are you going to be working on in the future? And we'll take a final full hour of phone calls with you as we talk about chemtrails and some other issues, of course, directly related to weather modification. Michael Zwork, what in the world are they spraying? Good question, isn't it? We'll be back.